Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ. 1. Week 3. Discipling all the nations by baptizing them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Monday, related verses. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Ephesians 1, verse 20, which he caused to operate in Christ in raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavenlies. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 10. Therefore, I write these things while being absent in order that when present, I would not have to use severity according to the authority which the Lord has given me, for building up and not for overthrowing. Revelations 22, verse 1. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. Matthew 20, verses 26 through 28. It shall not be so among you, but whoever wants to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Matthew 24, verse 45. Who then is the faithful and prudent slave whom the master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time? Related reading. God's right hand, where Christ was seated by the surpassingly great power of God, is a most honorable place, the place with supreme authority. Spiritual authority does not mean anything official, but something in life. When we say that the elders have authority, we must not forget that the authority is not official. When anything becomes official, it is no longer something of life. Since the authority is not official, there is no rank or position. Anything that is not official is not positional. We should re-examine the Bible to see if any verse indicates or even hints that the elders have been assigned with authority. Let us look at Hebrews 13, verse 17. Obey the ones leading you and submit to them, for they watch over your souls as those who will render an account, that they may do this with joy and not groaning, for this would be unprofitable to you. We may ask, doesn't the New Testament say in this verse that the members in the church have to obey those who lead them? Doesn't the word obey indicate that there is a certain kind of authority? This verse, however, tells us to obey the ones leading us, not ruling us. We obey their leading, not their authority. When there are elements outside of Christ that are present in us, there is no authority. We may have good things, gain the praises of others, be gentle and mild, and even be zealous in our work, yet have no authority. Authority is in the church, and the church is upheld by Christ. In other words, the church is built upon Christ, and Christ himself is the material for the building of the church. The amount of the element of Christ in us determines the amount of authority we have. In his divinity as the only begotten Son of God, the Lord had authority over all. However, in his humanity as the Son of Man and the King of the heavenly kingdom, all authority in heaven and on earth was given to him after his resurrection. According to John's record, after his resurrection, the Lord met with his disciples in a room where the doors had been shut. The disciples were frightened, being afraid of the Jews. Because they needed to be strengthened by life, the Lord came to them as life, breathed upon them, and told them to receive the holy breath. According to Matthew, the Lord charged the disciples to go to a mountain in Galilee. Surely he met with them on that mountain during the day, not during the night. Furthermore, when he met with them on the mountain, he did not breathe upon them and tell them to receive the holy breath. Instead, he said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." In Matthew, it is not a matter of breath, but a matter of authority. John's concern was for life, and life requires breath. But Matthew's concern was for the kingdom, and the kingdom requires authority. The Gospel of John reveals that we need life to care for the little lambs and to feed the Lord's flock. But in Matthew 28, there is no word about feeding the lambs. In Matthew, the Lord commanded the disciples to disciple all the nations in order to make all the nations part of the kingdom. This requires authority. Therefore, in John, resurrection is a matter of life, power, breath, and shepherding. However, in Matthew, it is a matter of righteousness, authority, and discipling the nations.